I have hated doing anything in any institution since preschool. I never adore any teachers. After I started living in Okinawa, I realized why I disliked the Japanese government-supported education system. Okinawa is a place where the US military still build bases and is still occupied by the US. Little by little, I also learned that the Japanese government is educating their children under order from the United States. My job was to tattoo US soldiers. They have no courtesy. They litter their surroundings, have frequent car accidents, and rape someone. They do not conduct flight exercises in residential areas where American lives, but in areas where Okinawans live, because they knew it is dangerous. Pollution continues to release from US military bases. If the Japanese government have control over the US military, such behavior would not be repeated in Okinawa since the end of the war. I had traveled all over many places in Japan and have never come across such a situation except around US military bases in Okinawa. The Japanese government educates their children to be polite and tidy, to think about others around them, to anticipate and do what is good for someone else, to not interfere too much with their elders, and to follow the rules set down. And those who fail to do so are not accepted by society or will be subordinate. They talked on the surface about the importance of harmony, coexistence and long-term relationships, the US-Japan alliance, but turned blind eyes to the crimes committed within the country by the US soldiers. They claim they do not have a military basis of the basis because of the peace constitution, but are silent on the US military bases that are spread all over Japan. The Japanese government have limited control over people. For the Japanese government, the US soldiers are vassals of their sovereign, and even the emperor cannot interfere with them in any way. This means that they are above the emperor. From the loophole created by the structure of domination, the US knew that they can't do any kind of maneuvers anywhere in Japan at any time. I came to this realization as a result of doing what I wanted to do, and I decided to use English to my advantage. So I'm starting to explain about my new temporary Kaiju temporary design school program, which is teaching a basic design and how to say image that come up from your how to say inside. It's hanging a paper or canvas from the ceiling or tree, and then either wearing a glove or a bare hand and dipping into the ink and then punching toward it for at least 1 hour. So better the ink is black and then the paper or canvas is white, and just keep punching, left and right and left and right, light to light or left to left, no matter what you like.
And then eventually, keep dipping it.
Dipping it and then punching it, dipping it and then punching it. Keep continue to do it for at least about 1 hour.
But I just gonna have a big blob.
Huh?
It's just gonna be a big blob.
So that is the thing. That's a maybe don't need to dip all the time, just keep punching it. The ink that touch on the canvas that's already there, but again. Punch again, and then slightly the ink is dispersing around the canvas, and you can see this kind of like a similar style as a Rorschach test, as a psychologist invented, ink dropping on the paper, and then bend it in half,
and open up and see what you see. The, what you see from this kind of, random ink.
Sounds more like therapy.
It's not a therapy, it's just they use as a psychology.
No, what you're talking about.
No, no, this is something that you come up by yourself from the, subconscious side. Because this is access to something yourself, which the surface of yourself unknown. Because consciously you just draw by your hand or like a computer, you know what you're doing. And everything that you make is already from your memory. So that's why what the result is already something familiar to your memory in the past that you see or made it before. But this intuitive action that never predicted before in the future, continue to, but this is exactly 100% controlled, acted by your own action. But the result is totally unknown. This experience is bring you some insight. It's similar to random brush stroke as well, but this is more like a tuning into inwardly for anybody, because the hand is everybody that share and have our equipment. And it's more close than the brush or pen or typing keyboard. So that is the one thing. But that's why it's better to do bare hand. But if you don't want to mess up your hand, better to use a glove or something. But it's just one of the basic ideas to know yourself, which you often not see yourself inside. This is a basic fast training. Big. Now it's record 1, 2, 3.
Photoshop wizardry.
It's a kind of another editing kind of function in the Photoshop.
Well, how to be a wizard in Photoshop.
So that's why some another kind of modification, right?
Photoshop now you can put an image in the middle, like an image of anything you want. And then you can tell them to expand it, and it'll recreate the outside of the image. So you get like a little box, and then you make it bigger. So for example, they were doing it with album covers. Mm. You know, so you get an album cover, and then you put it in Photoshop, and then make this AI-based image creation, like Mid Journey and that.
Yeah.
And instead it expands the image which is already there.
Ah, is it by the typing of a word or programming? Yeah.
So you say, expand this image to make the Beatles crossing, but put them on the moon.
Ah, okay.
And then so it would put the Beatles crossing over on the moon.
Ah. Interesting.
Yeah.
So you mean that it's more like something, it's word oriented of editing than the using a mouse to editing bit by bit in a Photoshop.
Yeah, you don't have to do that at all. You just imagine what it would be. And now there's I've got a task to do, which, and another people on my team are also doing the same, is creative prompters. So you have to write down the words to make the picture. So you don't have to make the picture anymore yourself, but you have to get exactly the right words to make the picture that you want.
That is interesting. Yeah. Always I feel there's some kind of the expansion possibility I feel that the word is already shared the meaning among the people, right? If we invent a new word, for example, emoji or some kind of new word, a computer programming word or anything, which is not really shared value among the people, how you can use this word to put in the prompt to make it happen? The new word. So you mean that's a new word, that invented word, how you can use it to make it happen? Type the new word in the prompt.
Make a new word.
Yeah, make a new word.
Right, well, that's perfect timing. We're going to go and see if
So maybe just the input, output.
Yeah.
from my question?
I think women can do two things at the same time, but it's not true. I can't listen to you.
Yeah, just one thing, like that.
But I realise that we, I find it really easy to imagine anything.
But how about how you?
Can, don't.
But how you can put this imagination into the AI?
When I put what I want into AI, it doesn't give me what I imagine. That's the problem to me right now.
So that's a similar thing, right? You have a your language in your head,
yeah.
But you can't install to the AI program.
No, it doesn't do what I want. So I've got to adapt my.
So you need to describe. You need to describe your imagination or vision in the data, right? Into the data.
Yeah.
So this programming also necessary to improve the AI generating art, I think.
Yeah, well, definitely, but it's we've got to teach it better because it doesn't understand how a lot of people think.
So I think that's one of the way is a creative person, visionary person, need to write like a novel or writing the book to input the AI continuously. So that's a blog or anything or something that you really put the knowledge from your head to the AI database is probably one of the options, right?
Well, I think that what we should do...
Okay.
Guru Puja. Apavitra pavitrova. Sarvavastangatopiva yasmaret pundarikaksham sabhapyabhyantara suchihi avahanam narayanam padmabhavam vasishtam shaktim chaktat prutra parasharanja Vyasam Chukam Gaudapadam Mahantam Govinda Yogindramata Shasishyam Shri Shankaracharya Masasya Padma Padam Chahasta Marakam Shasishyam Tantrotakam Vatikakaramanyam Asmat Gurun Samtatamanatosmi Shriti Shmruti Purananam Arayam Karunalayam Namami Bhagavat Padam Shankaram Loka Shankaram Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Badarayanam Sutrabhashya Kruto Vande Bhagavato Puna Punaha Yatpare Nikira Nirimpa Parishat Siddhim Vidatti Nisham Srimat Sri Lastam Jagat Guru Padam Nat Padma Truptim Gataha Loka Nana Payota Patana Durakam Sri Shankaran Sharumadam Brahma Ananda Saraswati Chasri Brahmam Daya Yami Jyoti Mayam Avahanam Samap Payami Shri Guru Charanakamare Vyu Namaham Asanam Samapayami Shri Guru Charanakamare Vyu Namaham Snanam Samapayami Shri Guru Charanakamare Vyu Namaham Vastram Samapayami Payami Shri Guru Charanakamare Vyo Namaham Chandanan Samappaya Mi Shri Guru Charanakamare Vyo Namaham Pushpan Samappaya Mi Shri Guru Charanakamare Vyo Namaham Nupam Samappaya Mi Shri Guru Charanakamare Vyo Namaham Dipam Samappaya Mi Shri Guru Charanakamare Vyo Namaham Achamaniyam Samappaya Mi Shri Guru Charanakamare Vyo Namaham Naivedyam Samappaya Mi Shri Guru Charanakamare Vyo Namaham Achamaniyam Samappaya Mi Shri Guru Charanakamare Vyo Namaham Tambulam Samappaya Mi Shri Guru Charanakamare Vyo Namaham Shripalam Samappaya Mi Shri Guru Charanakamare Vyo Namaham Aratrikyam Karpura Gauram Karunavataram Samsara Saram Bhujagendraharam Sada Vasantam Hridaya Ravinde Babam Babani Sahitan Namami Aratrikyam Samappayami Shri Guru Charanakamare Vyo Namaha Achamaniyam Samappayami Shri Guru Charanakamare Vyo Namaha Pushpanjarim Gurur Brahma Gurur Vishnu Gurur Devo Maheshwara Guru Shakshat Param Brahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Akanda Mandala Karam Vyaptam Yena Characharam Tappadam Dashitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Brahmanandam Paramashkadam Kevarannana Murtim Vishwatitangaganasatrisham Tattvamashri Lakshyam Ekam Nityam Vimalamacharam Sarvadishaktibhutam Bhavatitam Trikunarasvitam Tatgurum Tam Namami Aknanatimiram Disham Nananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Pushpanjarim Samappayami Shri Guru Charanakamare Vyo Namaha